Blog Talk Radio.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for the applause. Thank you for the applause. I just like to say thank you all for joining It's All About You radio show. Thank you. Well, you have myself, Tiffany Thompson, and my partner, Dennis Wesson. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to join us tonight, but the show is live every Wednesday night from 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So I humbly say thank you all for taking your time out to come join us on the show. We extend ourselves as much as we could to everyone that's on the show, to everyone that calling in, to anyone that joins, and we just humbly say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for calling. It's All About You. Amen. Well, as usual, we always start off in prayer. We keep God first in everything that we do. And, of course, the show is all about you because it's all about Christ, but we're here to serve you. As servants of the Lord, children of God. And so feel free at any given time to press the one button if you want prayer, if you have a statement or anything, or if anyone that came on before you have any words and God has given you anything, or you have any resources for someone that may speak out, feel free to not hold back. Do not hold back. Press the one button. And feel free to extend that help because you don't know who it's for. You don't know who needs it. And or maybe they need it for someone else. So I just want to say thank you all before we get started. I thank you all that's calling in from all over the world, from different parts of the state. I humbly say thank you. I acknowledge you. I acknowledge every area code that calls through here. I just want to say thank you, okay? So I just want to bless God for you. Last week we were not on, but the week before last, we came on and we shared a word as usual, which was another intense, strong word of God. What we try to do on a daily basis is we share, apply the word of God to our daily lives and not feel like the word is so difficult to live out, but that knowing that with God, when God is for us, who could be against us? And if we hold his hand and he's holding our hand, then we can apply this word and he's our strength and our power to give us that's in us that'll help us live it out. Because every day we need him. Every day we need him. We can't do anything without him. So before I take any calls, because I do acknowledge you, so before I take any calls, I want to say a prayer first. And so, Father God, I just want to thank you, Lord. Father, we humbly come before you, God, to the throne of grace. And we just acknowledge you, God. You said to acknowledge you in all our ways, and you will direct our path. And so on tonight, God, we pray for our direction right now in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you lead us and guide us into all truth, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you word our mouth, Father, in the name of Jesus, and let us be sensitive to you, to your spirit, and to one another, Father, in Jesus' name, God. Father, give us the words to say, Father, for whoever is on the line, God, those that may press the one button and those that may not. But, Father, let a word, Father, that something be said, Father, to penetrate the hearts, to change people, Father, to conform them into your Son, Father, to the image of your Son, according to your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father, bless this line, bless the hearers on this line, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Do a new thing in us, God, that it may spring forth on tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, have your way, Father. Father, burn up everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Satan, the Lord, to rebuke you, and the blood of Jesus is against you. We counsel your assignment ahead of time. We counsel every plot and every plan that you have against the people of God, that you have against this show. We counsel it ahead of time. We counsel it now. And we send it back to the pits of hell from which it come from, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that Jesus is Lord, and that he reigns, and that he is just, and that he is faithful to do everything that he promised that he was going to do in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we just say thank you, God. Father, we give you honor tonight, Father. We give you glory tonight, Father. We give you praise tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we say have your way, Lord. Have your way in every household, God. Have your way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Use us like never before. I even come against fear. Fear. I come against it now in the name of Jesus. Fear coming forth. Fear stepping out. Fear of the unknown. I come against it now in the name of Jesus. I counsel the assignment of the enemy now. I decree and declare that you walk in your God-given talent, and that you be who God called you to be, and that you no longer have to wear the armor of another man, but that you wear the armor that God has given you, that you walk in what God has called you to do, and that you will not walk with fear. You will not walk with hesitation, but I decree and declare a momentum fall upon you like never before, that you begin to run. And I decree and declare fire under your feet right now in the name of Jesus, that you begin to run and do that you've called to do, that you will run to do what your passion is, what you love to do, and that you will not be afraid. You will not walk in fear in the name of Jesus. And the enemy has no hold on you in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you. We glorify you and we honor you because we know it's already done in Jesus' mighty name, and it is so. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Not one word is going to fall to the ground, but everything that you accomplish it, that you send it to do, it shall accomplish right now in Jesus' name. Amen. And so before I go forth in the word, we do have someone that pressed the one button, and so I'm going to turn their mic on. Last four digits is 6076. Hello? Hello? Hi. Thank you for calling us All About You radio show.
Hi. How are y'all?
Fine. Hi. Can we have your name?
Janice Davis.
Hi, Janice Davis. Is this my Aunt Janice Davis?
I don't think so.
Okay, I know what Janice Davis. Okay, you have the same area code. Okay, God bless you, Janice. This is my Facebook friend, right?
Yeah, I'm actually your cousin. On your mother.
Okay.
Yes.
From all right.
Bruce. Yes.
Okay.
I was calling in. You sent me a paper on Facebook today, today is my birthday, but it's not what
happy
I
birthday.
Thank you. I feel like God has sent that to me. You know what I'm trying to say. I feel like it was a day there because I've been going through. It's my pastor always said it's a fear, not a fear. It's a suicidal thing, and I'm one of those. I got a transplant, like a kidney transplant, last year in June. And the devil has been really working. I'm going through this divorce thing, and with my husband, and I mean, I'm going through 100%. We was never married and all of this, but the thing about it is, a special prayer because I need strength. I'm needing strength. I'm talking about strength like I've never needed before because it's been going on like almost a year. Well, it has been a year now. And it took my car. the girlfriend came in the picture. They supposedly don't got married or whatever and all of that. But the thing about it is I just ask God for strength. He has, I feel like at one point I had got to that point where I just wanted to give up. And of course, I've been through a lot. I've lost a son. I've been through a lot. I haven't given up. And I knew I know there's God. And I know he hear me. I just strength, more, just a little more strength. And I can even see everything being turned around. I mean, I can see it. I can feel it all in my spirit. Have you ever just known that something is about to happen and but you just need to I guess what I'm trying to say is to, what is the word, maybe somebody to confirm or, kind of what I'm saying. And I don't know, I just knew tonight.
Okay.
I called earlier and they told me it's not time, so I just need it. Yeah.
Well, it's time now. Okay. Amen.
I'm sorry.
I know, though, I said, well, it's time now. Amen. Okay. You got through. We're here. Amen. And we're standing in agreement with you. We're standing in agreement with you. And this is the topic for tonight, which we're coming from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 13. We're talking about those that wait upon the Lord, how he shall renew their strength. And so I haven't started and got into the word yet, but I want to pray. And I know there's some prayer warriors on the line with me. I know they're listening and interceding on your behalf right along with me. So I just need you all to stand in agreement, because the word of God says where there are two or three gathered in the name of Jesus, that he'll be right here in the midst of us. And so I believe that God is here right now. And I even ask that anybody, if you have anything for this young lady, I pray that you do not walk in fear, because this is somebody's life that's on the line. Because if it was your life on the line, you want somebody to press a one button or even get to your house to help get you out of that, to help fight for you. Because the Bible says when you find your brother or sister in a fault, those that are strong, pull them out. And so today may be your day of strength, but you don't know if tomorrow is going to be your day of weakness, where you may need somebody to pull you out. Amen. So, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father, we lift up Janice before you, Lord. And Father, we say, have your way in her life, Father, right now in Jesus' name. And so, God, we just thank you for her. God, we thank you for your daughter. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. We thank you, God, that you're making all things new, even now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, according to your word, God, you said, they that wait upon the Lord, Father, they shall renew their strength, Father. You said they shall mount up on wings as eagles, Father. You said they shall run and not be weary. And, Lord, you said they shall walk and not faint. And so, Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God, that she won't faint. This is not the season to faint, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. But I thank you, God, that you're making your strength made known in her, Father. Father, even in times of weakness, Father. Father, she feel your strength even now, God. Father, we release your fire right now in the name of Jesus to burn up everything that's trying to consume her, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we even come against the spirit of suicide right now in the name of Jesus. Suicide, we counsel your assignment right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare now that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, that we speak life over her and life that more abundantly. Father, you said she shall live and not die, God, and declare the works of God. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said, Father, no sickness is unto death, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, you've already taken the sting out of death in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we counsel the assignment of the enemy, even the mocking in her ears, Father, even the shame, Father. I come against all guilt and all shame right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus, I decree and declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and you shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, and the Lord that's mighty in power. He is the King of glory. God is about to show himself strong in your life. He has to bring you to this place. Here to bring you to this place of self-dependence. You will see, you used to doing things on your own. But see, when he strips you, it's something about a stripping. Because now you can't do nothing but lean toward him. All of your dependency is on him. And he promised to never leave you nor forsake you. But he said he promised you that he'll be there even to the end of the age. What he's actually doing, he had to shake up some things, move some things. He's rearranging your whole entire life. Your marriage was built on the wrong foundation. And what he's doing now, he's laying a new foundation, and he's building a new building, but he's laying brick by brick and layer by layer. Now, this house here, it's not to be a house that, it's not a house that's built in vain. This house here, the Lord is about to build. And everything he does, he's about to get the glory out of your life. That's why he had to give you a sneak preview of your future. Because he had to give you that assurance that you're coming out. You may be feeling a certain way right now, but you're coming out. That's your assurance. That you're coming out. He's going to restore everything. Everything. The Bible says, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right way of doing things, and all these things shall be added. All these things. What do God consider things? Man, house, car, shoes, clothes. He considered all of these things to him. They're nothing to him. He's going to restore it all back. And even the shame. You know, your story reminds me of Job. But if you get to the end of the chapter, because guess what you got to do? You got to renew that strength. You got to push so you can get to the end of the chapter, because at the end of the book of Job, Job was restored double. Mm-hmm. And God said he's going to give you double for your shame, double for your troubles. He's going to restore double. I even come against the spirit of anxiety. You're going to rest tonight, honey. You're going to rest tonight. You're going to get some good sleep tonight. Yes, because you've been thinking about it. You can't, the enemy is trying to cause you to hold on to it and keep, mm-hmm. because we are women. We are nervous. When we love, we love. When we don't like, mm-hmm. we just don't like. When we hate, we hate.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes God has to really literally pry our fingers apart off of a thing when he wants us to come from it. He has to pull finger by finger by finger in order for us to let it go.
Yeah.
But God says, let it go. He got something better on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
He's even building your self-esteem, because this thing tried to tear you down. It tried to literally kill you. But you can't be plucked out of the hand of God. You cannot be plucked out of his hand, says the Lord. He said, don't worry. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right, but none will fall nigh thee. He said he's given his angel charge over you to watch over you and to keep you. So you're going to see him fall. And it's going to look like danger. It's going to come so close as if it's hitting you. Or is it going to hit you, but it's not. He got you. He got you. It's not. He got you. And so while we're talking about it, we're talking about Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait Come on, it's something about the waiting. Sometimes waiting is really frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And then especially not knowing how long we have to wait. How long do we have to wait, God? How long is this wait? And sometimes we look, man, a whole year has passed. Man, God, then 2 years. And how long do I have to wait? But he said, those who wait on the Lord, not wait on man, shall renew their strength. Because he understands somewhere down the line they got weak. Somewhere down the line they got a little weak. But those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. This time when you run, you ain't got to worry about no weariness. They shall walk and not faint. You ain't got to worry about Satan. Not this go around. Just go through the process. It's a process, and in the process, he's making you, he's shaping you, he's molding you. And I'm telling you, in the process, it don't feel good. It's not a good feeling. You take hit after hit after hit, because what the potter is doing, come on, Holy Ghost, what the potter is doing, he has to put you back on the wheel and shape you the way he wants you shaped. And it's something about, you know, when we are a square, a triangle, and he wants you to be, and you're supposed to be a circle, you know. So what we got to do, he got to bend and break off some things and shed off some people and shed off some stuff and mold. And he know it hurts, but he's saying all things are working together for the good. And there's joy. At the end, there's joy. So you don't have to worry about a suicide. Baby, you, it ain't no dying. It ain't no quitting. I'm talking about some rooted and grounded things in the Lord. Being rooted and grounded in the Lord. When you're rooted and grounded in him, the wind may blow. You shall be like that tree planted by the water, but you won't be moved. After the storm blow, that tree's still in that water. That tree's still in that ground. The roots of it, it may shake, you may bend, it may blow, but you won't be moved. You won't be moved. Amen. And I release angels in our house right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to cover her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree and declare that you order her step. Father, don't go, let her go to the left nor to the right, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father, continue to cover her, minister to her, Father, through the midnight hour, God. Minister to her, Father. Send your angel Michael, God, that will war on her behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, I just want to say, I thank you for her life. I thank you for confirmation. I thank you for revelation, God. I thank you for your will being done, Father. I thank you, God, that your kingdom shall come, has come on earth as it is in heaven, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for her, God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her, God, even now. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for freedom. I thank you for worship, God. God, we thank you. We honor you, we glorify you, and we praise you. And it's in your son Jesus' name that we pray these prayers with joy and thanksgiving. And all we do, give thanks. But it's the will of God concerning us. Amen. 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 Hold on, Janice. We have another call, and I don't think they can have something for you. I don't know. But they want to... I want you to hang in there with us. Okay, we're just getting started, okay?
Okay.
I love you. Hello, thank you for holding. Thank you for calling. It's all about you. Hello?
Hey, this is Bev. I got a little late.
Okay, it's okay.
This is Bev.
Yes. God bless you.
Likewise, I kind of missed out what Janice had said. Yeah, I did.
Oh, she.
I missed
the. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let me give you a recap.
Yeah,
okay.
Do that.
She asked. She wanted prayer. She asked for prayer. She's kind of, you know, she's kind of going through in her. Actually, she's went through a divorce, and then in the midst of the divorce, you know, the enemy is coming in to trying to car, you know, and so in the midst of that, you know how the other enemies begin to come in, spirits begin to talk, you know, as if it's over, and we know it's not.
It just began.
There you go.
It just began. Praise ye the Lord. It just began. It just began. Thank you, God. It just began. It just began.
Amen. And that's what we were sharing. Just and we was coming from Isaiah 40, chapter 40, verse 13. But those who wait on the Lord. Shall renew
shall.
Their strength. They shall
mount
renew
up.
Their strength. Yeah.
Yes,
come on.
God.
And they shall mount up on wings as eagles, like
shall,
eagles, and they
and
shall
not
run and not be weary. They
walk
shall walk and not faint.
And not faint. They that wait upon the Lord.
And I want to share this before someone else pressed the one button. God gave me of several things about an eagle. If he likened us to an eagle, he said eagles was one of the birds that can fly the highest.
Mm.
And so I went to go research some things, and he also let me know. He said eagles fly alone.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
One thing that the spirit of loneliness, all I noticed, it comes and hit eagles. It don't hit birds because the birds of a feather flock together, right? It's a lot of birds,
yeah.
A lot of chickens, but you don't find a lot of eagles together. But he said eagles fly alone at a high altitude. They don't fly with sparrows, nor smaller birds, nor geese. He said, but they fly by themselves. They fly alone. They're never in a flock. Even when they go on before the Lord, they're never in the flock. Even as us, as eagles, how God likened us into an eagle.
Uh-huh.
Then he said, eagles have strong vision. He said their vision is so strong, it focuses up to 5 kilometers from the air. And we know as the people of God, you know, we have a lot of visionaries, you know. God deals with us in vision, and then sometimes we get frustrated because everybody don't see what we see.
Uh-huh.
But everybody ain't an eagle.
Mm-hmm. And everybody not
everybody ain't gonna
to see
everybody,
what we see.
Come in because everybody ain't an eagle.
Mm.
Amen. Before I go to this next principle, let me get this next call. Hello, thank you for calling It's All About You radio show. Hello?
Hello. Hey, this is Denise.
Hey, God bless you, sis.
Can you hear me? Hey,
yeah.
How are you?
Uh-huh. We're doing good.
Yeah, I heard
you have me and Beverly on the line.
And I heard the scripture about those that wait upon the Lord, they take you, they strength, and that is true. It is when you're waiting on the Lord, because it was things in my life that I was waiting on for a long time. And I would literally, and I'm not going to give the enemy glory, but I just want to expose the enemy voice so you will know who he is. But at the same time, you don't dwell on how he speaks, because we don't want to give him the glory. That belongs to God. But the enemy, what the enemy used to do to me,
okay, are you moving around, sis? Are you moving around? Because your phone is going. Your phone is
breaking
going
up.
In.
Did you hear me?
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, because I want them to hear you clear.
Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Can
we
hear me now?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay. What they I don't want to get the enemy. I'm not giving the enemy glory. I just want to expose how he speaks to us while we're waiting on the
mm-hmm.
Lord to do things. But I would not dwell on what he does because our glory
mm-hmm.
belongs to God. You know. But how the enemy will speak, he'll say, "Look how much warfare you have been going through while you're waiting. You're always gonna fight. You're always gonna war. There's not going to be an end to this. You know, look at your life. Look at your marriage. Look at
uh-huh.
you. You're always going to have to fight. This is what being saved is about. This is what." And then I would hear God, just as clear as I hear the enemy speak, I would hear God tell me, there's a season to war.
Yes,
there's a season for peace.
Yes.
This is your season to war. And while you're waiting on the Lord, you have to know what season you're in. Because those that wait upon the Lord, you can't get distracted on while you're waiting on the Lord and while you're waiting for God to renew your strength. You can't dwell on the smoke screens. You can't dwell. And that's so easy to say, don't dwell on what you're going through. But you have to refocus your lenses and say, while I'm waiting, what do I need to be doing? Show me myself. You understand what I'm saying? Heal me in this area. Deliver me in this area. Instead of me focusing on my husband, instead of me focusing on what blah, blah saying and what he's doing and how he said he's going to leave and this and that. Now my emotions and my anger, and now I feel alone and my kids. And I mean, getting blows from every area, how God gave me peace. I had to refocus my lenses on God, and I literally told God, I'm not going to pay attention to what the devil do because he's doing what he's supposed to do.
Uh-huh.
I have to focus on what you need for me to do in this season. Now, I don't understand what season I'm in because I'm going through. So is this, Lord, a season where I need to be learning? What you're showing me the strategies of my enemy, how he operates, what he does, or is this a season where I just need to be restored? Or is this a season where I need to consecrate myself and get away from other people that keep speaking negative into my ear?
Jeez.
Or do I need to separate myself from those that knows what I'm going through and the only thing they see is the dysfunction in my life, but they don't speak no life? You know, so it's in every situation while you're waiting on the Lord and waiting for him to renew your strength, you have to refocus your lenses on what season are you in, because when you're waiting, God is an awesome teacher. He said, I am the only rabbi. That means he's the only teacher. He's the only master. So which means that in everything he's teaching. So at your feet and at that desk while he's teaching, what are you learning? What are you learning from the heartache? What are you learning from the season while you don't even know? Sometimes you feel like you don't even hear God. What are you even learning out of that? You know, and this is how I refocused my lenses from focusing on all the hell I was going through, all the heartache, all the cheating, all the pain, all the betrayal. All the things that I was going through, and then plus having babies and trying to protect them from seeing certain things, how God kept me in my right mind was me refocusing my lenses and focusing straight on him. So do not,
amen,
whoever is on the line, while you're waiting on the Lord and to waiting for your strength to be renewed, and you're waiting on God, understand God is not tapping his feet. And he's not looking at you, just wait on him. In the waiting, be busy in him. Seek in him. Focus on him. You know, be busy in him. Surround yourself with people that pray. Surround yourself with positive people. And constantly be connected to God, because those that keep their mind stayed on God will be kept
perfect
in perfect peace.
And
that's your peace. So life will happen. We can't control that. Life will happen. But at the end of the day, he's the author and the finisher of everything.
Jesus.
And we have to learn
yes.
and understand God's character and his nature. Any teacher never lets their students fail.
And then I heard the Lord say this while you were talking before you just mentioned teacher. I heard him say this is a test. And I heard him say this. He said to let her know, let Janice know, Janice, we're ministering and we're pouring out to you tonight. Tonight is your night, honey. Tonight is your night of victory.
Yeah.
He said to tell you that this is not an unfamiliar place. This is not a test that you've never taken before. You've seen this place before. And so because of that, he trusts you. He is quiet. Like she just said, the teacher is quiet during the test because he's already confident in you. He's already confident in you passing the test. Amen. Amen. We got another caller. We got another caller, so I'm going to hit the mic, but don't go nowhere. Don't go anywhere, nobody. I want to turn on another mic. Thank you for calling. It's All About You radio show. Hello?
Hello, this is Barbara.
Hey, Sister Barbara. God bless you.
Hey, God bless you. I've been listening in on the young lady, Janice, saying she went through a divorce and wanted to contemplate suicide. Well,
mm-hmm.
the joy of the Lord, well, I'm here to tell you that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And y'all are reading coming out of Isaiah 40 and 30. Mm-hmm. 30. But they that 31, wait upon the
sorry,
Lord.
31.
Mm-hmm. But they that wait
I'm
upon
sorry.
The Lord, he shall renew your strength. Your strength is being renewed. Your strength is being renewed. How you think. What you do about the situation, or while you waiting. If you wait, your strength will be renewed. But if you don't wait, sometimes the enemy puts stuff in our mind. I remember something. Can I just share a testimony?
Sure.
Can I share this testimony to Janice, with Janice and all the listeners?
Uh-huh.
I remember some years ago, I've been married to my husband since 1982, and we've been going through some difficulties, but it was a time when I wanted to get a divorce. I know you said I'm giving you my testimony. You said you went through the divorce. You are in the over divorce, right? You're in the divorce.
Well, she's just listening right now. Her mic is not on.
Oh, okay then. Well,
she's
I heard
on.
That
mm-hmm.
you said you went through the divorce, but it was a time
right.
that I wanted to go through, get the divorce. I called downtown to get everything set up, and I told the people that I hadn't seen my husband in years, and they gave me an appointment to come down. But to make a long story short, the time I got on the phone and talked and got off the phone, made the appointment to go down there, when I put the phone down, hung up the phone, I say, Lord, what I just did, I lied. And I heard the Lord tell me to trust him. When I heard him tell me to trust him, I got so angry at God because I did not want to wait on him. I did not want to trust him because I didn't know how, because I had been through the same thing over and over and over. You know, I said, God, you got to help me to learn to trust you, what I see with my eyes and what I hear with my ear. But after I heard that, the Lord said, trust him with all my heart. Lean not to my own understanding. So that's been some years ago. I still been waiting on God. But what I'm here to tell you, to trust God, lean not to their own understanding. And this is a point I want to make. Some things that we go through, God is trying to push us to our destiny. It's some things that we're not doing. It's some things that we don't, probably not obedient in God in 100%. We're not giving our all to God, but I know this, that all things work together for the good, for them that
yeah.
love the Lord, who are called to his purpose. You are called, Janice, to his purpose. And the things that you yes. done went through, it was already foreseen before the foundation of the world. God knew about the marriage. God knew about the divorce. He even knew about the contemplating of the suicide. Even I had some things today I went through. 1 second, I went through some things today. God renewed my strength today. Just in one day, my strength got renewed. It's a spirit of suicide. Hit my mind. The enemy said, just kill yourself. Kill yourself.
Wow.
So I had to think about my life. I wasn't going to entertain that spirit of murder.
That's right.
I wasn't going to entertain it, but if I would have entertained it, who knows? But I thank God for prayer. I thank God for the intercessors. Can I say this, Tiffany?
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany prayed for me today. Tiffany prayed for me. Tiffany is an intercessor. Tiffany helped bring me through. She helped bring me through. We are helpers one to another. So the scripture tells us, they that wait upon the Lord, the Lord shall renew. Shall me that thing. He gonna do it. Shall. That's a promise. Shall renew your strength and mount up on wings as eagles. You gonna look. It's gonna be some times in the future. You gonna look back on that thing and say, God brought me through.
Yes.
Not to, I don't think the situation is not to hurt you, but it's to help you. I believe it's to push you into.
Yes.
Push you into your destination, to push you some things that God calling you to do. And sometimes he uses things, stuff, and people to help get you on the right track. To get you on that track, maybe not the right track, but, you know, to get you headed toward his destiny, where he wants you to be.
Yes.
Amen. So that's my testimony today.
I thank you so much for opening your life up, coming to the line to someone you don't know, a few people, a lot of people that's on the line that you don't know, but yet you allow God to use your testimony and what you went through as a living testimony. And God is going to reward you for that. And he know you're not looking for anything. He know you really have a passion to help people. But he's still going to do that anyway, because the Bible says when praises go up, blessings come down. Because who praises God in the midst of storms, in the midst of a hardship, in the midst of all type of trials and tribulation? Who turns around? Come on, somebody think you crazy. Anybody that ain't got that don't have Jesus in their life, they'll think you nuts. How in the world she gonna stop and praise God after this just happened? After that just happened? Because you see what I'm saying?
Can I add one more thing?
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be real. Listen, I want to get a divorce. My flesh wants to divorce this man, but my spirit man said no.
Ooh, wait.
Come on now. My flesh wants to do it today. I could have did it yesterday. Hey, I said my flesh, but I'm gonna be obedient to God. My flesh wants to do it, but I can't do it.
Jesus,
I can't do it because I fear God. What God might do. I'm being real. I want to do this, but I can't.
Jesus,
I can't. That's why he said, "They that
wait upon the Lord,
they that wait." And then I look at it like this: all things work together for the good.
Glory.
It's working out for your good, Janice. It's working out for our good, callers.
Jesus.
Even if we not mention nothing what we're going through, it's working out for our good. I'm just being real.
Yes.
I want my flesh.
Yes.
Don't my flesh dictate to me every day. But
oh,
I can't. See, I left that out. I'm putting that in. That's what my flesh wants to be. My flesh wants to separate from God.
Oh, my.
My flesh wants to hurry up. Our flesh wants to get in a separation from God.
Ooh,
but we got to stay in a connection with God.
Okay.
Stay with us, Barbara. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. I want to turn Janet's mic back on.
Jesus.
I want to turn her mic back on. And so that's I love it because we got to be 100. Hi, Janet.
Ooh.
I'm here.
Hello?
I'm here.
Did you hear the testimony of two of the women? We got Denise that came on here. Yes, mm-hmm. We have Denise and we have Sister Barbara. And I'm telling you, tonight is your night. God truly set this day aside. He set this day aside for you.
Mm-hmm.
He is concerned. He loves you. And as Sister Barbara was even talking earlier, when we were talking, I told her, I said, you know what, I'm waiting. Come on, I'm in the waiting zone too. Those that wait on the Lord, I'm waiting. I'm gonna be 100. I've been divorced for 5 years. This December makes 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
5 years, and let me tell you, and though I've been through for divorced for 5 years, it's been hard. It's not an easy thing because divorce is like a death. So I understand what Janice is going through. It's a dying that's taking place.
Yeah.
And though you're still alive, he's still alive, you're still alive, but you're talking about two families that were joined together that has now been pulled apart, has been broken up. You're talking about a woman who's used to being with a man, who's used to being in the house with him.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about a woman that shops, and when she walks through the grocery store, come on, let's keep it 100. When she walks through the grocery store, she thinks about the things that he likes to eat, and she makes a mistake and put them in the cart, and then thinks about that, I'm not with him no more. You're talking about a woman. I'm talking about me now. I ain't talking about Janice because I don't know what Janice did with others, but I'm talking about Tiffany. I'm talking about walking through the shopping mall saying, God, I know these type of shoes he like. I know because I did those things.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
You're talking about all type of withdrawals.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about on Christmas and Thanksgiving that you know you usually get up and you're cooking with joy because you know you're cooking for your husband, your kids, and the rest of the family members that's going to come by, maybe some of his family members, your family members.
Oh,
and you look around and ain't no members in your house. Come on. How do you still do that with joy?
Yeah.
Come on.
It takes God.
Mm-hmm.
I was with him 7 years before we departed.
Yep.
So you're talking about 7 years of shopping, 7 years of talking, 7 years of laughing, 7 years of cooking, 7 years of shopping, 7 years of all of that. You're talking about years. We ain't talking about days and months. Some of us only been with folks 6 months. And still, and whining already.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about years. I'm talking about years of shame. Wake off me. Come on. I'm talking about years. Did I make a mistake? I'm talking about years of the grass that I thought was green on the other side. I'm talking about years.
Come on, Jeff. Come on.
Years of sleeping by myself when I'm used to my husband. And now you all dating all type of jacked up looking crazy cockeyed crazy looking jokers when you say, oh my God, my husband wasn't that bad after all. I'm keeping it 100.
Keep
he
it
had
100.
Some stuff he was dealing with. Don't get me wrong, he wasn't squeaky clean. But I'm just saying, even releasing that and coming out of that, I'm talking about some of these jokers are supposed to be in Christ.
Mm.
And I'm like, they was just as worse off as when I left.
Mm-hmm.
So now because I got to wait now. Come on, I'm still in the holding pattern. Come on, let's preach here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still in the holding pattern.
Come on,
I got to wait.
Oof.
Come on, I got to wait.
Jesus.
They that wait upon the Lord, I got to wait.
He shall. He promised.
Come on, my weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, my weight going up because I'm eating at night, then my weight going down because sometimes I'm stressed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about waiting on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
so like
man,
she
man.
Said, like Sister Denise said, we got to get busy.
Mm-hmm.
So in the midst of that, either I was going to continue to focus on what I did, how the marriage was, how it could have happened, how did this happen, how did that happen, how did it end, how it should have ended, whatever. I could have stayed in that place and still be in that place. But I decided to say, Lord, if I was wrong, I repent.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
But in the midst of this, don't let me die.
Mm-hmm.
Please lead me to my purpose. Why am I here? Why did you create me? What did you call me to do?
Oh, glory.
And he began to speak to me.
God.
And in the midst of that, I birthed out a ministry. I birthed out a radio show. I birthed out a magazine. And I'm currently writing a book that should be ready January 24th, and I would love you all to be at the next prayer breakfast, January 24th, because I'm praying that book will be there. And the book is called The Process. And the book is talking about this process. But it's a little deeper than what I can give you on the radio.
Jesus.
But it's all a process. It's going
Jesus.
Through the process.
Oh, my glory. Oh, my glory.
It's going through the process. I'm led to turn Denise's mic back on. I don't know if she got something, but because it's her... The thing is still on. Denise?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Did
I'm
you
here.
Have something else?
No, I didn't. I just
did you have something else?
No, I just want to just let her know. You know, and anybody that's online, just not her, just to anybody that's on the line,
yes.
While you're waiting, you have to be busy in God. And,
yes.
And you have to, it's going to be best. Whatever you didn't, anytime God allows something to leave you, he's putting something in you.
Oh.
He's putting something in you. It's something that
that's
in
right.
your life that's going to burst out of it. I did not develop a prayer life until I went through with my husband.
Oh.
You better talk, Denise.
Oh, man.
I did not develop a fasting life until I went through with my husband.
Jesus.
Come on.
I did not hear God clearly until I started going through with my husband. God used what I love to birth out the purpose of God. So it might look like death, but whatever is death to, whatever God allows to die in you, around you, it wasn't supposed to live in the first place. Something else about to resurrect.
Speak. Yes.
Something is about to resurrect you. Through that pain, through that hurt, you might have to lay on your bed. You might have to lay on the floor. You tell the devil, because I'm going to tell you something right now. A lot of people look at me, and they look at my gorgeous ass, and they, oh, you're so pretty. And man, I low self-esteem, thinking about suicide, all that. I heard all of that. I felt all of that. I contemplated all of that. But I laid on the floor, and I said, God, if you don't help me, I said, you love my life. You made my life, and you love my life. Help me love my life like you do.
Oh, my. Jesus.
Take out of me what you want to take out of me. Put in me what you want to put in me. I don't care what you take away from me. I don't care what you don't allow to be in my life. All I know is that I want to love me like you love me. Show me how.
Oh.
Teach me how. Show me how. Teach me how. Because God told me whether you got a man, whether you don't got a man, your life is not your own.
Come on.
That's right.
Oh.
Your life is not your own. It is mine. And I'll get the glory out your pain. And I'll get the glory out your joy. And I'll get the glory out what I take away from you. And I'll get the glory out of what I give you.
That's right.
So just lay out straight. If you don't know how to pray, call somebody that know how to pray for real. Not nobody religious. If you need to start getting your word, and you don't know how to, connect with people that know how, that you can trust. And I promise you, your identity, I truly believe, even in this, God is going to restore your identity.
Yes, he is.
And that's, and I want to piggyback on that. He spoke to me, you know, me and the Lord, we talk when I'm in the car driving, in the bathroom, just a lot of different places. You just have to be able to, or be open to hear. Even when he's checking you about you, you have to be open to hear. And sometimes we look for God to talk to us about the man. You see what I'm saying? But he said, no, I came to see about you.
Okay. Speak
it. What she just spoke, Denise, the Lord, that's what he did for me. I was found. I found me.
Yeah.
I didn't know who I was. But I found me in the wilderness. I didn't know who I was outside the wilderness. It was only when I got in the wilderness is when I was able to find out who Tiffany was, who Tiffany was called to, and what Tiffany was called to do.
What's that saying, Deuteronomy? One Deuteronomy. God told Israel, he said, even in the wilderness, you lack nothing.
Come on.
Even in the wilderness, you lack nothing. I'm going to provide you even while hell going on.
In the world.
In the wilderness.
Yes.
Come on.
So he's still going to provide while you cry. He's still going to provide while you in your bed. He's still going to provide while you wiping your face and say, you know what, I'm going to get up today. He's still going to provide when you come to yourself. He's still going to provide. He's still providing. Still providing.
And then this is another thing. He said, he spoke one scripture to me earlier today. No, actually, he spoke two. One of them wasn't a scripture. What she just said, victory. Every time you get up, you have victory. You won just by getting up.
Yeah.
That's victory right there. He said, every time you get up, that's victory. Then he said to me, he said, it's not that I'm not speaking. He said, because I'm God. I'm speaking. And I said, what do you mean, God? He said, he who has an ear, whoever has an ear,
let
him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. I said, what do you mean? He said, it's not that I'm not speaking.
Come on.
They're not listening with their ears. He who has an ear, he who has ears, let him hear. You got to hear. You got to hear. So that means you got to shut everything down around you. Sometimes, and people think I'm a little nuts because he deals with me in that way, but I drove in my car a few times without music. I turned the radio off. Ain't nobody in there for me to talk to. It's me and God. I turned everything off because I need to hear. I need to get instructions. I need to know, what is this person in my life for? Who is this? Why are they around me? What am I? Do I have something for them? Do they have something for me? What is it, God? Because I don't have any more room for no more mistakes. I made enough mistakes by choosing out of my flesh. Now I need to know, who is this? What do they want?
Yeah.
If he say I sent them, okay, come on. As he say, it's not me.
No. Keep going. What I was going to ask you is this young lady saved and is she in church?
I believe so, Janice. She's on the line. Her
mic
is off.
I'm here. Hey, sis. Yes, ma'am. I am.
Amen.
I've been. I'm not. I have a bag for you, but I count on, like, let go of, I
you say, the Lord just told me, hold on, Janice, because words are power, okay? Words are power, and I don't want you to speak something in the atmosphere. You are saved,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question she asked. Are you saved?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Jesus as Lord? Is God,
mm-hmm.
Is he the Lord in your life? Okay, you don't have to say what I mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all fall short.
Okay.
And he that's without sin can cast the first stone.
Uh-huh.
Cast it. And
mm-hmm.
then watch everybody walk away like they did in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So unless it's something God wants you, because I want to give you wisdom, unless
mm-hmm.
it's something the Lord is causing you to share,
mm-hmm.
that's going to enhance the kingdom. And what do I mean by enhance the kingdom? What like Beverly's doing, like Denise is doing. Everybody's
mm-hmm.
pouring into you, like Barbara's doing. That's enhancing the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you call enhancing the kingdom. Building,
mm-hmm.
that's kingdom work. This is kingdom business we're doing.
Jesus, yes.
So and I say that to say I'm not trying to stop you, but if you want to talk, you can
mm-hmm.
talk. But what I'm saying is you don't have to share your flaws, honey.
Okay.
Glory
so
that's to
say,
God.
Everybody on
mm-hmm.
here be pushing the one button. Everybody be pushing the one button.
Yes.
Yeah. It was this
if
is
you
not
will.
About,
if you will.
This is something that happened actually on last night. We was in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It was like four of us. And my pastor, and out of nowhere, this is the same man that I'm going through the divorce with, who, like I said, it's a lot he has done. Took the car, had my lights turned off. I mean, it's for me to get where I'm going, I'm going to tell you all of this. And at this moment, God comes to me and say, pray for him. And
yeah.
My question was, Lord, who? This man has, and this man and this woman has took me, did everything in their power to hurt me. Why? This is me talking to God. And out of the blue,
mm-hmm.
it's just, after I said that, it's with what I was thinking and what I had on my mind, it went totally blank. And all I could do was call out to God for him, for his name is Henry, for him. And I was like, after I came to myself, and I was like, God, what happened? And I'm going to tell y'all how God can do miraculous things just like that. What had happened, his brother died yesterday. He had a massive heart attack. He had a massive heart attack on yesterday. I'm not knowing this. This was last night. I didn't know that this had happened. I'm going to go back a little bit. Henry just had a stroke a year ago. Last year around about, it was actually in the, like, June or July, July or something, he had a heart attack. And we were separated at the time, and he was with this other woman. Anyway, when he had the stroke, he had it at the brain. It kind of messed him up. She wouldn't let me see him. The hospital people, they denied me from seeing him and all that. Anyway, I'm going to go a little farther. He come back to me. We went back together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you what God did. This was
mm-hmm.
a severe mess. I mean, one of the worst strokes you probably could have is a brain. And this man, God healed this man. But then he was back at work within 3 months.
Wow.
He was back working within 3 months of this happening to him. He kind of still didn't. He would cry. You know, he would do things, but he was able to. They let him come back to work. At first, he only could do a little mile work, but God had allowed this to him to come back to work. Anyway, we went forward. We went back together. Then, not long. This was around last year. About this time is when he just probably started all of this, and. When he come back to me, the woman came to my house. She went in his car. She scratched my car over me. She did all of this. But I tell you, through the midst of all of this, This is the reason I'm seeing that you said to enhance, this is why I'm seeing. It only made me stronger. It only, when I prayed for him, it was so sincere because I never felt like that. I haven't felt like that in so long. I haven't felt the presence of God like that in so long.
Wow.
And when I came to myself, I'm like, you know, I'm looking around like, what just happened? And even the pastor, he said, Sister Hannah, you ain't, that's my nickname. And I was like, I don't even know what happened. But I was talking to him about this, and when you can pray for others going through the midst of your storm, that ain't nobody but God. That is nobody but God. Nobody but God. I mean, I've been told this so many times. I've been told what he has told me. I'm gonna say this, y'all, and if I cry, I'm not crying because I'm sad. It's just I get emotional. But I was sitting at home, and I think my husband had come. We made this separated, or whatever. I heard everything. I was speaking in tongues. Every word I spoke in tongues, I knew what it was. And it amazed me, and I had to call somebody. I said, God, what is happening to me? I mean, every word that I spoke. And last night, on the same thing happened last night, while the preacher was up speaking, every word he was saying, while he was speaking, I'm not over him, don't get me wrong. God didn't let me go over him. But I was sitting back in the back. Every word he was saying, I was repeating it, but I was speaking in tongues. Every word. It amazes me. And I know God can do all things, but when he does it, it amazes me. It just amazes me how he keeps turning things around. I lost a son in 2000. So I lost Jonathan in 2001. I have another son. He still stays with me. God has called in on his life, y'all. If you only knew what I see in that young man, how God has just turned him around. He's 20. He's born in 80. I only have two kids, so 81 and 82. He's 82, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could hear him speak, see, my other son that got killed, God had a call in his life. And Sister Tiffany, you know the lady, so Sister Bates, Bethany's mother-in-law, she spoke it on him a long time ago. Anyway, it's just like God has renewed through that child. I only had two boys, and like I said, the other one. But I tell you, y'all, I'm emotional because I can feel God's presence. I think y'all don't know how much God is listening to you all, what God is doing to me right now. It's just amazing me how he study does it. And through a phone call, this is through a phone. And it's just listening to you and the lady that spoke about the divorce thing. I'm going through it. I'm resisting it. I never wanted to do it. I never wanted.
So you all are not divorced yet? Y'all just still going through it?
I don't even, to be true, honest, Tiffany, I don't even know what is going on. I just went to court about 2 weeks ago. That was supposed to have been the last. Divorce was supposed to have been final. I don't know. Honestly, I purchased a 2014 car. The reason I purchased the car, God gave me the okay. No matter what nobody say, I knew he did it because of how it happened. I got a 2014 car. And I'm going to tell you, the judge, when we went to court, here my husband did not show up. The judge sat there that day. He asked me, it wasn't supposed to go this far. It never was. What we were just trying to see. My lawyer wanted to see where he was. Anyway, The judge gave me $500 alimony a month, $6,500. Well, half of what was in the bank account. And he asked to pay me just, it was only supposed to be, well, it started out at 3 years. Y'all, this is the sad part about it. He went and got married to me before we got out of the divorce. He got married.
So he ain't married. So he ain't married.
He can't
get married and get a divorce while he married?
Well, he has his ring. She has a ring on. He has a ring on. She said, you don't have to go to court because you're married to me now. But, of course, that's not true. And
so you
went
to court 2 weeks ago?
Yes, ma'am, 2 weeks ago. The judge put it off
tomorrow. Okay, he put it off tomorrow. So he's not married. He ain't married to her. He's still married to you.
Sure is.
He's actually $12,000 behind in everything. That's how much. He's never paid me anything.
Did they present a certificate of divorce? Did y'all get one of those?
I don't have that.
Did you sign something?
This is the thing.
This is what I'm going to say to you, because we actually over our time, and if you all would, if it's the Lord's will, we'll do some postings if we're going to come back next week. But her name is on my Facebook page. Her name is Janice Davis. And so majority of the people that are on the show with us on tonight, you can inbox her, you know, stay in contact with her, fellowship with her. The lady that spoke with you, one of them, her name is Denise Cousins. I don't think she's on there as Denise Cousins. I think she has Cornelia's cousin, right, Denise?
Cornell Denise.
Okay, she's on my page. You got Beverly Patton.
Beverly Patton.
She's on my page. Barbara doesn't have a Facebook page. She's a friend, another friend of mine. But if it's the Lord's will, we can continue this next week. I allowed it to just go ahead. The recording stopped at 8:30. So we're not recording anymore, but we have one over our time. But I want to say this. This is one thing that came to me when David asked God this. Shall I pursue? And he was in warfare. It was about a war. And so this is what God just gave me while I was listening to you. To seek the Lord, because you have 30 days, and you ain't got to even appeal nothing if it's not over, because you say you got to go back to court. So what the enemy has created is a mess. That sounds like a whole bunch of mess going on, just all over the place.
Yeah.
But you can't be married and go marry somebody else. He ain't even in his right mind. And God gave you to pray for him. Let me tell you about something. And I'm quite sure Denise can contest to this, Beverly can, and Sister Barbara can, and anybody else that's on this line that's married can. God hear the wife. You better believe this.
He hears
the wife. But let me tell you something. Like she said, he's doing something in you, too. See, you about to have a prayer life you ain't never had. You see me?
So
you're about to have a mantle that you ain't even know that you were worthy of. You're about to walk in something where demons just fear you, period. I'm telling you. God hears the wife. He hears the prayers of the wife. Let me tell you something. I got married. Me and my husband, I met him at a club. I wasn't nearby saved, wasn't thinking about saved, wasn't trying to get saved. I'm being honest. We met in a club. We moved together and everything else. And all of a sudden, I'm the one to get saved. Just taking my friend back and forth to church so she didn't have a ride. And I messed around and kept going in and messed around and got saved. Now, the life that I used to live, I no longer live no more. I'm not going to the club. But now I'm saying, God, what do I do? We live together. I don't want you know, I was worried about, I'm gonna be honest, I was a people pleaser. I was worried about how the church people saw me, what they gonna say, what they gonna think, this, that, and other. But I knew he was my husband. He would always say, "Trust me, I'm going to marry you." But I said, okay, I made him get on the couch, and there was some nights I got on the couch. Whichever one, I'm trying to hold myself, withstand myself, you know what I'm saying? There was times I failed. I'm not going to act like I stayed on the couch all the time. It was times I failed, too, you know. But at the same time, the anointing was on me so, I'm talking about, you know, you first get saved, God be, come on, you know how he draw you, he tell you everything. Let me tell you something. He told me, I can't do this no more. I ain't had the rent money. He lifted up the mattress. He took all the rent money off under the mattress. He packed all his clothes and threw them in the car. And when he went out there, the Holy Ghost said this to me. He said, the enemy is trying his best to get him away from you. Not for no sexual reason, but for spiritual reason. He wants to destroy him. He said he wants to destroy him. You're covering him. And he said, when he took the money, I said, I used the scripture. I said, the Lord is my provider. I didn't get argue. I didn't get mad. I looked at him. I said, I love you. I promise you I love you. But the Lord is my provider. I didn't act out like I normally do. And so then he took the clothes. I said, okay. Guess what I did when he walked out the door? I got on my knees. And I started praying. And I started tearing down stuff. Believe it or not, he walked back in that door, threw all them clothes on the couch, and he slept on the couch. And he was so mad, he don't even know why he came back. He didn't know the real contact that I had with the Holy Ghost. We still ended up getting married. And I'm just still, now that was the power with the soul tag. We were still married. We were married in the spirit. Now I'm going to give you a married testimony. When we were married. Okay? We were married. My husband came in the house. He used to drink. He was an alcoholic, and I couldn't deal with the alcohol. And he'll come in. He wasn't violent. He ain't never fight me. He ain't call me no bees, nothing. He ain't do none of that. He just used to slam cabinets and do crazy stuff, you know. And so the Holy Ghost said this to me. He came in my room, and he kept flicking the light on and off, on and off. And I said, look at this spirit. And the Holy Ghost said, and I didn't say nothing. I was just like, oh, God, here we go again. He went in the kitchen. He started slamming the cabinets. Ain't nothing to eat. Just slam the cabinets and refrigerator. I'm like, he making all this noise. He going to wake me and the children up. And the Holy Spirit said to me, so you're going to keep letting that spirit run rapid in your house. And I'm saying, God, what you want me to do? I said, God, so what you want me to do? He said, get up and pray. God wanted to manifest his power. And so that's why he allowed him to act a fool. He just wanted me to know the type of power that was in me that I didn't know I had. So I went in the room, and the same room he went in, and I got on my knees, and God said, you better not pray in silence, because I normally pray in silence because I want to give him his pure peace and give him his, you know. He said, no, open your mouth boldly.
Speak it.
And as I began to pray, and another thing, my son was sick with a cold. He didn't like heat, so the man went to the thermostat, took the batteries out the thermostat, so he turned the whole heat system off, and the house started freezing. That was it then. I got on my knees, and I went to praying loud. Do you know, that boy grabbed them batteries. I ain't say nothing to him. I ain't asking what he's doing. I ain't argue. He grabbed them batteries. If he didn't run back to that wall, putting them batteries back in that thermostat, turning that heat back on. I didn't even have to ask him. This was a spirit that was controlling him that had to come under the subjection of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes.
When I got up off the floor, the Lord told me every time I was finna get ready to let up, I come out of the spirit because I'm finna start praying. He'll do something else. The Lord said, stay down there. I stay down there. Do you know by the time I got up, he was somewhere asleep? The power. We're talking about God. We're talking about demons that obey you. that obey you. There I can give you testimony after testimony after testimony on where I spoke and God did right in my face. And I didn't even know the power like that. That type of power lived in me. He took my hand one day while my husband was drunk, and he just was drunk, loud, talking, turned the music, blasting, and the Holy Ghost took my right hand and hit him in the chest. And do you know he shut up and turned the radio down? I'm talking about power, y'all. Power the wife has. Wife, yeah. You have power. If he's somewhere cheating, I don't care if the devil did tell you that's witchcraft. The devil is a lie. Go in the spirit and block it. Block it, block it. Make sure, matter of fact, make her turn on him.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Make her turn on him.
Show no truth.
Will you say that again?
You better
will you
stop,
say that,
Disney.
Will you say
you
that
better
again?
Stop.
Please.
Yeah, make her turn on him. Make her look
just,
make her breath stand. Let him see the evil that's in her.
Yeah.
Let us pray for her. Let us pray for her. Let us pray for her.
And pray for her. Exactly. And pray
let
for her deliverance.
Oh, my God.
Yes, God.
But if you want to send them back home, that's how you can send them back home.
It's the year of the Rees. It's going to be some remarrying going on.
I truly believe that, sis.
Gonna
I know
be some remarrying. This
song.
Is the year of the Rees. Restoring, renewing,
really...
reviving, rekindling,
yes.
Releasing. This is the year of the Rees. 5775. It's a restoration year. Everything that looked like it was dead is coming alive.
Wow.
Manifestation shall appear. When you thought it was over, know that it just began. It just began. Right. That's all I've been hearing today. It just began. It just began.
Yeah.
It just began.
Right.
Ooh, I'm telling you, I had to stop my food.
Can
glory
I,
to God.
Have you ever been the lady that was on earlier when she said she the spirit didn't, when she was talking about spirit did not, I mean, the she was saying the flesh did not, I don't want. I got
that's
love
the
my husband, but I do not want him back. I don't hate him, but I do not. But if I tell anybody else that, they would think I'm crazy. God has, I still don't see it. But it's like he keeps throwing. I can, do y'all understand? I don't tell people this because they would think I'm crazy. But I can actually see me with this man. But I do not love this man. I do not want this man. I don't hate him. Like I said, I don't hate anybody. But
is it hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Is that pain?
No. There is. I don't. I put it like this. What I have for him is pity. I feel sorry for him because of what he went through with his. But I still feel like his mind is not.
Sound like me.
Yeah,
sound
not
like me.
At itself. And when you said about the witchcraft stuff, the lady that he's with, family has dealt with it all their lives. And that's why I said, when you said it, I'm like, God.
Trolling spirit. We come against it tonight, Father
and,
God.
And I just, it's now, but I do not love this man. I do not want this man back. I don't have any type of nothing for you. Nothing for God. And I feel sorry for him. I feel like, even though he's done everything to me, I feel so like I don't want anything bad to happen. I don't want him
for a soul. That's right. It's old. It's old.
If I may, Tiffany.
Okay, wait. After Beverly, we're going to get off this line.
Okay,
because
I can
good
wait because we need to resume this one.
Yeah,
we don't need to resume
this one. It's well needed, but it's almost 9 o'clock. And,
we can resume
God
this one. This one, we need a part two. We need a part two on this one.
And I would say connect. Also connect on Facebook.
Mm.
Connect on social networks. You know, they don't have to start here or stop here. You see what I'm saying?
Jeez.
But connect. Okay. Continue to connect. They did want me to announce an announcement, child. I forgot all about the announcement. Juanita Bynum is going to be here December 11th and December 12th. back on the south side of Chicago. Do you have the information? I'll post it on my page. She'll be
it's
here
on
December
my page.
11th.
It's on my
December
page, 12th. Too.
Okay. Well, you can tag it to my page. Yeah, you can tag it to my page.
I tag it to
yes,
you. Can tag,
we
tag
need to
my
meet
page.
Up there.
And we're going to continue to keep each other lifted. We're going to keep each other, continue to keep each other lifted in prayer and supplication. But for every woman that's on the line and that has already left, it's a lot of people that are still hanging on because I know it's good and I know it's well needed. But I know we have to go. I promise you,
okay.
I love you all.
Love you. Love y'all.
And then another thing, these aren't the only women. It's people on the, and I ask everybody every week, y'all tag the flyer. Not one time, but you have to continuously. Because I'm going to be honest, like I told one of my other girlfriends, I said, sometimes I don't read flyers. I click like because I know it's you. And half the time I ain't supposed to be on the phone because I'll be at work. So when it's something special or specific, hit my cell phone or hit me up in the inbox if you want, so you can really get my attention. But so that's why when you see me run a flyer, I run it back to back to back to back. Because after seeing it so long, then somebody going to stop and say, okay, let me see this girl and put this flyer up there 10 times. Because if they're anything like me, they probably ain't supposed to be on the phone. They're at work. They're just glancing and not really taking the time out to read. So I'm asking everybody to share. It ain't to benefit me. It's to benefit the kingdom. It's to benefit marriages, homes, communities. If we had all this healthiness, if we had the healthiness that we should have in relationships, homes, lives would be a lot better.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Denise, you want to pray us out of here?
Yeah.
And if we all can make it back to the line same time next week,
yes.
We're going to inbox. We're going to contact each other for this. I love you all. Thank you all that's listening. Thank you
we
all so
you
much
more.
For your faithfulness. Thank you all. I promise you I love you. Amen. Go ahead, Denise.
Father God, we just thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father God. We thank you for all that you are doing, Father God. You are amazing, God. We thank you for tonight. We thank you, Father God, for your word being manifested. We thank you, Father God, for your word releasing life, healing, restoration, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord God, for you are amazing. You are good. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, that you reverse every curse today. We bind up every spirit of witchcraft. We bind up every spirit of backlash and retaliation against any life, Father God, assignment, Father God, against anybody that is on this line, Father God, we cancel the devices right now. We pray that it may fall, Father God, from the heavens down to the ground. We pray that the dust under our souls may be the serpent's meat. We decree and we declare that every word of encouragement that was received have produced healing. In Jesus' name, Father God, we thank you on today. You say, well, two or more come together in your name, that you are in the midst. We thank you for your healing, your restoration, and we pray, Father God, that you will shut the mouth of the enemy. So I pray for every household that is on this land, Father God, for Yahweh Shema, the Lord God who is there. Be there, Father God. Be there with us. Be Yahweh Shalom, Father God. Be the Lord God, our peace, Father God. In Jesus' name, Father God, I pray and I decree and I declare, Father God, I reverse every curse and every set aside against our mind, against our health, against our thoughts, against our will, against our affection, against our bed. I pray for peace, love, and a sound mind, and the devil is defeated because Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ,
amen.
Teach us how to speak life, and Lord God, and let death, Father God, not comprehend if we speak life, Lord God, and not release the promises of God to be our everything, Father God. I thank you for your worship tonight, your decree and your declare, your edification, Father God. I thank you for your perfect will being done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Love you.